Today is Sunday, July 11th, 2021. On this day in 2020, Mark Angelucci was killed at his home. The culprit is suspected to be Roy Den Hollander, who was also connected to the murder of Daniel and Daryl. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of this case, listener discretion is advised. This episode includes discussions of hate crimes, suicide, and murder that some people may find offensive. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today, we'll revisit a bizarre and tragic shooting spree that may have begun with Roy Den Hollander. Let's go back to Cedar Pines Park, California, on July 11th, 2020. Not much is known about the murder of Mark Angelucci. The attorney answered his door that day after being told he needed to sign for a package. The moment he emerged from his home, he was fatally shot by the phony delivery man. In seconds, it was all over. The culprit raced away from the scene before anyone got a good look at him. Authorities would eventually come to suspect Roy Den Hollander, but by that time, it was too late. On July 19th, Hollander is believed to have struck again. That afternoon, Judge Esther Salas, the first Latina to serve on a federal bench in New Jersey, celebrated her son Daniel's 20th birthday. She and Daniel tidied up the basement after the party. Daniel was in the middle of telling his mother how much he loved talking to her when the doorbell rang. At the sound, Daniel bounded up the basement stairs. He arrived at the front of the house around the same time as his father, Mark and Daryl. When Daniel pulled open the door, they found a stranger outside wearing a FedEx uniform and holding a package. After months of remaining safer at home due to COVID-19, a delivery didn't raise any alarms. In an instant, everything changed. Before Daniel or Mark could react, the man drew a gun and started firing. The first bullet hit Daniel squarely in the chest. Then the gunman aimed at Mark, shooting him three times. Daniel didn't survive the attack. Judge Salas had remained in the basement and escaped harm. By the time she got upstairs, the killer had disappeared. Lying on the floor was her husband of 25 years and the body of their only child. Just a few hours later, the corpse of 72-year-old Roy Den Hollander was found lying off a road in Rockland, New York. He had died by suicide. Hollander's body was found 140 miles away from the North Brunswick crime scene and seemed totally unconnected at first. But police uncovered what looked like a hit list in Hollander's car. It not only listed Esther Salas and three other female judges, but there were also papers mentioning lawyer Mark Angelucci, who had been gunned down just 8 days earlier. As the mystery deepened, authorities struggled to unravel the twisted web of Hollander's motivations. Up next, we'll hear about what might have driven Hollander to violence.
The CIA. They're the first line of defense for the United States, analyzing intelligence to thwart any possible threats and keep us safe. Some of their involvements are made public, and others aren't. Hi, it's Carter from Parcast, and in honor of America's birthday, we're uncovering the cases you were never supposed to know about in the new series, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition. From international assassination plots and mind control experiments to catastrophic cover-ups and secret societies fit for film, sift through the agency's most questioned and controversial affairs. Each week, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition exposes the covert operations intended to protect us from conflicts, but end up creating conspiracies. Where does the truth lie? Where do the lies end? And how much do we really want to know? Follow the new Spotify original from Parcast, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition. Listen every Thursday, free and only on Spotify.
Now, back to the story. On July 11th, 2020, a killer masquerading as a delivery driver murdered Mark Angelucci. 8 days later, the same shooter may have ambushed the family of Judge Esther Salas, critically wounding her husband and gunning down her son. Police identified Roy Den Hollander, who died by suicide soon afterward, as the most likely suspect. Hollander was a notorious, yet mostly ineffectual, New York City lawyer known to be an outspoken misogynist. He made a name for himself with fruitless challenges to the constitutionality of ladies' nights at bars and nightclubs. He even once unsuccessfully sued Columbia University over their offering of women's studies courses, referring to the classes as a bastion of bigotry against men. Hollander self-published a memoir in which he railed against feminism. He once referred to Esther Salas as a lazy and incompetent Latina judge appointed by Obama. Rhetoric like that may have fueled the 2020 shooting spree. After finding Hollander's body, authorities quickly connected him to the recent slaying of 52-year-old Mark Angelucci. The link between the death of Angelucci and the attack at Salas' home turned out to be two lawsuits against the selective service system. Hollander argued that the exclusion of women from the draft was unconstitutional. He filed the suit in Salas' court in 2015, and the trial was progressing slowly. While it was still in limbo, a similar case was decided in Angelucci's favor in February 2019 in Houston, Texas. The National Coalition for Men, of which Angelucci was the vice president, had previously kicked Hollander out for his threatening behavior. According to Al Rava, the former secretary of the group, "We rejected him because we all thought, and it turns out he was, a nut job." In Hollander's memoirs, he stated that he had so many enemies, he couldn't even keep track of them all. In an article he wrote for A Voice for Men, a men's rights website, Hollander threatened, "There is one remaining source of power in which men still have a near monopoly, firearms." Investigators examined documents found in his car and deduced that Hollander had planned on assassinating others after Esther Salas. His hit list included the names of two oncologists. It turned out that he'd been undergoing treatment for a terminal case of a rare melanoma. Hollander, who was not able to support himself through his erratic legal career, had declared bankruptcy and survived mainly on Social Security. After being diagnosed with cancer, he launched a GoFundMe on November 11, 2019. The campaign raised a total of $1,710. Authorities believed that Hollander, knowing he didn't have long to live, was using his remaining days to murder. He didn't make it all the way through his list, but for Angelucci, Salas, and their families, he did more than enough damage. After dealing with losing her son and the near-fatal attack on her husband, Salas wrote an op-ed for the New York Times called, "My Son Was Killed Because I'm a Federal Judge." In it, Salas wrote that she believes she was targeted by Hollander because he was angry at the pace of the lawsuit he'd filed in her court. His rage, fueled by a generalized hatred of women, led him to target her and her family. Salas also revealed that after the tragedy, she learned from the FBI that Hollander had been able to find all sorts of personal information about her online. He'd assembled a file with photographs of their house and vehicles, the name of their church, Salas's best friend, and even what route she drove to work. The most shocking part was that none of it was illegal. In response, in November of 2020, New Jersey passed Daniel's Law, named for Salas's son. The legislation seeks to protect judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement personnel by prohibiting the spread of their personal information. Salas is crusading for even stronger laws and has urged the Senate to pass the Daniel and Daryl Judicial Security and Privacy Act. this bill would guarantee even more protection for judges, including banning the resale of personal details by data brokers. 7 months after the attack by Hollander, Judge Salas returned to work. She opened up to Good Morning America at the time, saying, "I know Daniel would want me to come back, and I know that Daniel would want me to represent all women and Latinas everywhere. I will not be frightened or afraid to do what I love to do, which is be a United States District Court judge." Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskind, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Christine Colby, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells, and fact-checking by Adriana Romero. I'm Vanessa Richardson.
Hi, it's Carter from Parcast. Every Thursday on Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition, we're uncovering secrets hidden deep within the archives of the Central Intelligence Agency to bring you a special collection of episodes from shows across our network. Follow the new Spotify original from Parcast, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition. Listen free only on Spotify.